Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Kyrie Irving scored a season-high 39 points, including 8 straight in the fourth quarter run that sent Brooklyn into the lead for good, and the Nets beat the Clippers 124-120. Also, the Celtics held off the Warriors 111-107, the Raptors downed the shorthanded Magic 123-108, and the Trailblazers outlasted the Wizards 132-121. In women's college basketball, Georgia Tech took down Syracuse 76-63. In the NHL, the Canadiens celebrated Captain Shea Weber's 1,000th game with a 5-3 win over the Canucks. The Oilers doubled up the Senators 4-2, and the Jets defeated the Flames 3-2. The Sabres are the latest team to be shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic, and the NHL says the Sabres are on pause through at least Saturday after 2 players were added to the COVID-19 list. Buffalo played New Jersey twice over the weekend, and the Devils are also off through at least Saturday with 10 players on the list. In MLB news, Grant Jackson, the winning pitcher in Game 7 of the 1979 World Series for the Pirates, has died from COVID-19 complications at age 78. Jackson was a reliable left-hander for 18 seasons in the majors. He was a National League All-Star in 1969 and also pitched in the World Series with Baltimore in 1971 and the Yankees in 1976. Lastly, one more thing the pandemic has ruined for at least some people: betting on the Super Bowl. The American Gaming Association released a report yesterday predicting 23.2 million people will bet on Sunday's big game between the Chiefs and Buccaneers, a 12% decrease from last year. That's largely because many people still haven't returned to work settings, where office pools are often circulated and filled out, as well as because fewer people are planning to make bets at in-person sports books, including casinos and horse tracks. I'm Jesse King.